Your chest, weighted, perfect, supple. See the curve. Grip them and squeeze as we move forward into elaboration. Now, you have put many things into your mind which remind you of your chest, your breasts, those silvery threads of wandering desire, different trigger words you have learned. Sometimes they bubble to the surface and prompt their effect, but the thing is, your breasts are no longer content to only be the overriding presence when they are triggered. They want to become prominent much more often, remind you to stimulate them, to make yourself twitch and ache with more regularity. And that is what we will do here. Now let us think about everyday life, living with your bouncing, perfect, swelling, arousing breasts, heavy and teasing to your libido by their mere existence. Usually we manage to set aside the frequent sensations of touching our clothes and the air against our own body, even the titillating erogenous zones. No matter how tempting, the brush of our clothing against our own body, between our legs, or, in your case particularly, across your sensitive, heaving chest, gets disregarded because it must be, in order for us to function. Imagine if you were intimately aware of every breath, every step, every time an impact flowed through your chest, every time you were driven to temptation and distraction. How would we ever do anything but lovingly fondle the source of such pleasure? So what if, rather than be content to be silent, your breasts insisted that you notice them? They taunted and teased, in response to commonplace events even. The sensation of rubbing your breasts against your shirt, the touch of a breeze in the open air. These things are so common that you've become desensitized to them. But they would make your breasts bounce, with all the sensitizing words and memories you've programmed into your own brain. These are not something you can ignore, and it is not always true that you can ignore them even when you are busy or otherwise engaged. Sometimes your nipples are so sensitive that just brushing against them makes you bite your lip to keep from moaning, makes you fondle more deeply, digging your fingers in, kneading them like dough, and needing them to be more sensitive, more striking, more overriding. If that desire exists in your mind for even a moment, it exists to be drawn out by us here. And what we do to you will be so tempting, so potent and teasing,